Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
You're being judged right now.
Jingle bell judged.
Santa's looking at you and he's saying, girl, you have been a naughty son of a gun.
Santa and I are cool though. We've come to an agreement.
It's like this year you're going to do a little trade. I'll be good to most of the people that I encounter. And then the other ones, we're just going to ignore it.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Lord.
You guys, this is our second to last episode of Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains for 2020.
For the year,
That's sad. Happy, but sad.
It isn't because I'm looking forward to talking about different things. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you even think back on all the stuff we've talked about, we've gone from quarantine diaries mm-hmm. to different relationships mm-hmm. to taking back exes. Like, can we do better?
If our podcast was a roller coaster, I think it would be the craziest roller coaster in the world.
Yeah, I would pass.
I would ride. No,
I would ride it once.
I'm gonna ride it over and over. And
I'd
over.
Ride it once, and I'd be like, "Oh shoot, I'm throwing up."
Puke bag.
We've covered so many different mental health, breast cancer. We've talked about so
riots.
Many things. Riots,
quarantine,
racial segregation, mm-hmm. racial injustice. There's so many different topics. I'm very grateful for this podcast.
You know,
actually.
Me too. I think it's a place where we work out a lot of what's on our mind and hearts, and we hope that it resonates with you guys. And I get a lot of messages. So thank you so much for all of you that have been listening and on this ride with us. And I hope that, you know, as we go into the holiday season, as we're actually right in the middle of mm-hmm. it, you know, you're finding ways to get a little bit of joy.
Yeah.
Because normally for me, that's eating cookie dough right out of the bowl when I'm at home with my mama and my little niece ankle biter is pulling on my clothes because
wreaths. She
wants to do it. Oh, you make wreaths?
Uh-huh, every year with my mommy, and she'll hang it up.
Oh, that's
door.
Cute.
I love that.
This
I've always
year,
wanted to try.
Nina, you're going
to
love this. This year, the new trend for the holidays, it's charcuterie wreaths.
Dang.
Krista, you have no idea the rant I'm going to go off tomorrow or go on tomorrow, Wednesday on B96
because
I saw the charcuterie wreaths.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how, all right, 2020 was 2020, but charcuteries had the biggest come up of ever,
this
of all time.
This was the year of the charcuterie
There's
board.
Hot chocolate charcuteries.
Oh,
there's
that's cute.
Bath and Body Works charcuterie boards. Like, it's not just cheese and meat anymore.
And almonds.
It's all of the things. And these charcuterie wreaths were so beautiful.
They're so dope.
I don't know why. Packaging matters.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
how these
sure.
charcuteries are set up makes me want to buy all of them with rosemary around the cheese and fig.
Some honey.
Come on.
Oh, drizzled on the
fig.
Brie.
So,
some Kalamata olives in there.
Now I'm more hungry than I was before we started
hungry.
This podcast.
But I actually didn't realize my affinity for the charcuterie space until I started hanging out with you guys. I was like, I love a good charcuterie.
We did make some.
But I love putting them together. Mm-hmm. Like, there's like a joy that I get physically putting them together for sure.
So Krista's secret ingredient to her charcuteries is just love
and anything apricot.
Right.
Anything apricot.
And then, you know, when a couple bites are missing as the charcuterie goes out on the table, that's Krista adding her extra love.
Oh, man. You don't be so well.
Oh, funny. My God. No, that's real. I had a friend that was making fun of me because they think that charcuterie is bougie. I mean, it's cheese and crackers.
Nina, it's bougie.
Charcuterie is literally cheese and crackers.
Charcuterie is bougie.
And
just say it's cheese and crackers. You don't got to call it a charcuterie.
But it becomes beautiful when it's a charcuterie.
Because
then that's when you're adding the honey and the apricots and the nuts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe it's just, it's bougie cheese and crackers. But what I'm saying is now it's worldly.
Yeah,
charcuterie is
absolutely.
For anybody and everybody. It's not just
for the
bougies.
Got it.
So
I'm not gonna lie, I don't, my cousin Ray Ray is not putting a charcuterie together. I do think that it's for the bougie.
But if you make a charcuterie for your cousin Ray Ray, is Ray Ray gonna eat the charcuterie?
Yeah, but he's gonna feel bougie. He's gonna have his pinky up like, oh, what's this? Okay, I'm one of y'all now. That's what my cousin Ray Ray would do for sure.
I never really thought about it that way, but you know what? Get your pinkies up when you're eating your charcuterie. I mean, I know that I can sit and have the whole charcuterie to my damn self this year. Mm. I mean, that's why I'm saying I hope you guys find moments of joy, whether it's in your charcuterie, your wreaths, or your cookies, because yeah, it's looking different even for us.
It is.
Ange and I are going to be by ourselves in separate homes on holidays. Christmas Day. But at first I was really sad. I was crying everywhere, every day. But now I feel like I have a good grip on it because I know I'm going to be sleeping well at night knowing that my family is safe.
It's safe. That's right.
And just to reset, like my parents, my brother, my niece and my nephew, all of them, they live in Seattle. Mm-hmm. My extended family's in California, Baltimore, New York, you know, all over the place. So no matter what, I'd have to travel to see family. So I am sticking it out here in Chicago for my first ever solo Christmas.
Oh, Neens.
But I don't think I'm the only person that's saying that.
No, you're not by yourself. A lot of people are not traveling home and visiting their family this year for Christmas.
I just think that their safety is more important than me trying to figure that out, be nervous, take multiple tests, not know what's going on. So we're going to have this whole thing set up. I'm going to set up my computer with the Zoom so I can watch everything that's happening. And then the cool thing is I can slip extra shots on the side without my mother being like, Nina, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. You really need to be wasted right now. Mean. So, yeah, mommy.
That's respectable, though.
Good that
you have peace of mind. Yeah, for sure.
So, that's what I get to do.
I'm still 50-50, you guys. So, yesterday, if we would have had this conversation, I would have been right there with you. I would have been like, dang, like, I'm going to spend my, this be my first time ever not going home for Christmas. But I broke down yesterday and decided to do a rental car. However, I'm still not at peace with it. I still feel like I'm risking going home just to get that like mom and dad peace of mind. And even my own grandmother, my nanny, literally told me, don't you come here. Like she told me not to pull up on her because she just doesn't feel safe. You know, she's 87 and elderly, but she was like, I can talk to you on the phone. Like it's no big deal. I'm good over here. You can stay over there. I'm going to stay over here. So I'm still divided. I still don't know if I want to go home or if I don't, because it's like, I'm sad if I do, I'm sad if I don't because of the pandemic in general.
Well, I mean, it's going to be sad no matter what. I think it's just deciding for you personally what you can live with. Like for me, there is not even a little bit of a percentage of me hurting them or them hurting me that would let anybody feel okay just because I had to fly home for Christmas. Now, and it's just because also so many people are traveling around
the
holidays.
You have to fly.
But however, with the car, I remember Ange and I rented a car over the summer because I needed to see my family. Yeah. So we drove from Chicago to Seattle for that. So I felt safe in the car and you wouldn't have to stop. We were stopping in hotels, sleeping in hazmat
suits.
Okay,
that was like a 36-hour drive we had no choice.
Like spraying down the bathrooms before we sat down on the toilets. I mean, but that's because we didn't understand like what everything was.
Nina gave me a couple rashes with all that Lysol everywhere. Spray my pillows, the car seat. I was like, damn, Nina.
You know how Nina is, y'all. That's why I'm grateful.
Everybody was safe.
Nina
we came back safe. Her parents were safe. So I guess it was worth it.
Yeah, you get those Lysol rashes.
Amen, but
for you, Chris, I mean, if you rent a car, just get a Lysol rash on your booty and you'd be good.
Pray. That's what I got to do. At first, I was like, I'm just going to stay home. But then I was like, let me give it to Jesus. Let me pray. Let me ask for covering by the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to be so super, super, super socially distant and just kick it with my mom and dad. And that's it. It does suck because my grandma is not messing with me at all. Like, she's like, I love you, but don't come here. Like, don't come here.
But
like,
good. Okay. But good.
But good. Yeah.
Right?
As long as I know that she's okay. Like, if she's telling me that, then I know she's good.
Yeah.
If she's like, Krista, I need you, then I'm out. I'm like, oh my God, okay, all right, I'm done. I'll take the COVID vaccine myself. Like, I will walk to the CDC and go take it.
My grandma needs me. CDC, Krista needs to be first in line.
Facts.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so I think that you're, like you said, you're doing what feels best to you for your spirit and knowing that you're not risking the lives of the people that you love the most is giving you peace of mind. I don't necessarily have that peace of mind yet. Mm. Hence, I'm probably just going to take like a million COVID tests and just stay away from everybody.
Well, I mean, you don't really have a choice. You have to take the test.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people that are traveling, you know, and I hope they stay safe.
Amen.
My dad keeps telling me, though, so my father used to work on planes, as I told you before. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you know, the air up there is better than it is down here. But it's not just the air in the skies. Yeah, it's everything else. So.
Yeah, it's surfaces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's those droplets. It's not just the air. It's the droplets from people.
Them boxes or what are they called? The bins. You got to put all your stuff in.
Oh,
and
gosh. I didn't even think about that.
You
got to
make sure that the person is cleaning it correctly.
Maybe I should do a rental car back instead of flying. Like, why would I? Oh, because, oh yeah, my driver's license.
We're working this all out in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be good.
I'll be okay.
The funny thing, though, is like you'll see different articles or people ask questions and they're like, did this time make you a germaphobe? Like, is this time making you feel kind of crazy? And as we talk about the planes and all the different things mm-hmm. that you have to wash, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. I'm definitely way more high maintenance now. I mean, I was cleaning myself before, but now it's like, oh, dear. Like I sit there and I count to 30. At first, I was just like washing my hands and going, but now I'm singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. To wash my hand, to make sure I hit that 30-second mark, for sure.
I mean, shoot, you got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting in my living room singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, though, after two bottles of wine, because nobody's judging me if I'm on cue or key or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, Nene.
I mean, and this is looking different for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited? It's the first Christmas
alone? Are you excited, girl? Are you excited?
Yeah, I mean, I think I am. I was a little upset that I wasn't going to be with my family, but... honestly, I'm fine with that.
She's good. Like, I
no, I'm trying not to, I'm trying not to shade anything or anyone.
She's so, like, I'm good. I'm good.
And I think that this is going to be a good, what is it called? Precedence for the future?
Yeah, like setting up shop for your like
for expectations.
Good, yeah.
Expectations.
Look
there
at
we
you.
Go.
Growth.
Yes. In relationships.
Yes.
Come
yes.
on, growth. I'm loving this, Ange. I'm loving it.
I mean, it is growth. I think it takes a lot for a person to feel like they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like at any given time by themselves sitting mm-hmm. in a room and, you know, especially around the holidays. But again, there's a lot of upsides to this.
Mm-hmm.
If you like have your little COVID boyfriend come over on Christmas Eve, like that would be blasphemous if your family was around. Like I'm not supposed to spend any of those types of holidays with COVID boyfriends that aren't real boyfriends.
You know what else I just thought about? If I ain't seeing you on Christmas, you ain't getting a gift. That's
I mean,
more money
yeah,
in my
may,
pocket.
Can we
oh, I'm
pause
not doing
for
gifts.
A Nina, what the hell did you just say? What did you just say? You well, can't like, have booty on Christmas?
No.
If your family was there, yeah.
If no. your family, like, say it again.
Like, if my family was there, I can't have booty on Christmas, especially if I'm not in a relationship. I can't leave my family for something that's not a relationship. Like, I'm in, if you're in a situation, like you don't have booty calls on Christmas Eve. You don't have booty calls on Christmas. You don't have booty calls on Easter. Like, those are just, maybe those are my own personal rules. Maybe I have boundaries.
When you say booty call, you mean like it can't be someone that you've slept with before?
I don't know. I just think that if you're not my boyfriend or if I'm not in a relationship with you, chances of me hooking up with you on a sacred holiday
I'm
are
so
pretty
trash.
Slim to none.
I feel like I've never
throw me
even done
the
that.
Entire hell away. Go on and throw me away. Because I'm not going to lie. Maybe like four Christmases in a row when I go back home to Lexington, yeah. I wake up on Christmas Day with my hookup and then I go back home to my mom and
Jesus
dad's house.
Jesus is born and Chris has been screaming his praises. Hallelujah.
Don't judge, Nina. But I guess I get where you're coming from, but I guess maybe it's just like a small town mentality thing for me. When I go home, I have my Christmas hookup.
This is one of your presents under the tree.
One of my, it was
Chris
one
like,
of my
I'm
presents under the tree.
Unwrapping you on Christmas Day.
Christmas Eve and wake up Christmas morning and hop in the car and go right back to Jimmy and Tina's house, which are my parents. But
right.
I'm not doing that this year, obvs. And I actually don't think I did that. I did. Yeah, I did do that last year. But I'm not doing it this year. I'm starting a new chapter in my life.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not going to be the booty calls anymore.
No, no more booty calls, bro. They're done. No more.
Oh, I don't think I did those on the holidays.
You hear that?
I was always too busy.
GP2, you hear that? That's me washing my hands away from all my old hoes.
Okay, we're going to get right back to that in 2 seconds. So, because this is a big evolution of Krista when we keep talking about growth. But first, we just have to come to a consensus.
Yeah.
No booty calls on sacred holidays?
I agree.
Is that a thing? Are you getting booty calls on
Angie,
those?
Angie, be
no,
on my side. You're
I'm
on my side,
I'm too busy eating all the good food. Okay. I ain't got time for all that.
But it's not like a moral thing, though. It's not like you're like, oh, it's Christmas. I can't go against Jesus's birthday, so I got to be with the family.
No.
I just feel like my mom would be like, it's Christmas. What are you doing?
They're not supposed to. You grown.
Yeah, but it's for family.
And also, I would lie. I'm not going to lie. I would literally be like, oh, my bad. Like, we had a little bit too much to drink at Andrea's house, so I stay the night over there.
I mean, I've done that too, yeah. But it wasn't on Christmas. That was New Year's, and that's different. That's when you're cracking it all open again.
Are you judging me, Nina?
No, I don't know. I thought it was kind of like an unspoken thing. People just didn't do like random booty calls on those types of days. But I know I stand corrected. You up texts are being sent on Jesus's birthday. So, all right.
I'm mortified.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, go ahead. She kind of told us last time when we were talking about all of our new things.
Oh, it's the same thing. I'm just trying to.
So are you going
to
see him? Like, what are you going to do? Is he meeting your family?
No, not yet. We've only been dating for like maybe a month. So I'm trying to get at least to that 4 or 5 month mark before I do introduce him to my parents. Because the last time I made it to the 6 month mark with my ex-boyfriend and he had a whole last fiance. What was that? Like episode 2, 3 of GP2, I think.
Oh, was that maybe a year four? Ago? Was
yeah, that
a year
was ago? A minute. Almost a year ago. Oh, yeah. December. Oh, my God. December, January. Yeah, it's been a year, bro. It's crazy. But yeah, I'm trying to hold it out and get to know each other as much as we can before we like.
But you're spending New Year's together.
We are, yeah. Yeah. I'm nervous, guys. I'm nervous.
What do they say about the person you kiss at midnight on New Year's?
What do they say?
I don't know. I feel like I need to look it up because I've kissed a lot of different people on New Year's and I never saw them again.
It can't be nothing good. You know what? Y'all, dramatic pause. Insert dramatic pause here. I have never, in my 33 years on this planet, have ever kissed anybody at midnight on New Year's. So I feel like this is going to be like a big moment for me. Like I've been saving this for like a really long time.
Okay, so you're going to start off the new year with hope.
With hope in like your new heart. New kisses, new vibes, new energy, new like presence, new man. I'm excited.
Aww.
He's so cute, y'all. Like y'all would be like, what? Look at that smile. I can't wait for y'all to see him in like real life.
I can't wait till we can call him on this podcast.
No,
and
I
go,
told
Let's
him not to
game.
Listen. Nina, listen, I said, do not go on radio. I said, download the app because we need the support. Obviously, I told him to do that. Uh-huh. But do not click on the podcast until we've been dating for a year. I don't want him to hear
a
year, bro. And he said, Krista, y'all got a good amount of listens. You know, I work in the podcast space. I was like, yeah. He was like, so what if you all blow up and like you become like top 5 podcasts within a year? I still can't listen. I'm like, no. I said what I said.
The second you tell him not to listen, you know exactly what he's going to do.
He's going to listen.
Yeah. Because now he's like, what are you saying? Who is this person?
Yeah.
So. Hey, shout out you. Thanks for making our girl glow. Thanks for the support. We appreciate you. Man.
Oh, Lord, Nina.
I'll tell you. All right. Well, that's good news for you.
Yeah.
And just spending less money this year on the holiday.
Come on.
Sure queen. Am. If you can't have me in your presence, you ain't getting presents.
Listen, if you can't have me in your presence, you ain't getting no presents. You killed that. You should put that on the little image for the GP2 social media.
I love how we're acting like that's so profound.
It's not. I liked it.
But that's like, yeah, duh.
It's early. That's the best I could come up with.
All right. Well, we're having a good time. And that's just a little bit of a catch up. Anyways, so this is fun as we wrap up the dumpster fire that was 2020 and trying to find joy and silver linings. And
this was a dumpster fire. And I'm not like with it for those people who are talking about this was the best year ever. Like I'm seeing people that are like, I just haven't been surrounded by people who want to say this is the worst year because I'm all about positivity and manifesting good stuff out of the bad stuff. You know what? Screw you, person, because that's just not true. People are allowed to feel however they want to feel about 2020. How about them apples?
I mean, I see them apples, and I would say I'm probably one of the princesses of optimism.
Yeah.
Maybe not the queen, because I still have my moments, but I'm definitely a princess of optimism, and I can see the silver lining.
Mm.
I can see the growth. I can see all of that, but let me tell you, it wasn't comfortable. It didn't feel good.
No,
it hurt. It sucked.
This was a rough year for sure.
But to that point, I'll still flip it and say, okay, but now we're all stronger.
Yeah.
So we can take on the next year and bring on good things.
Let's go.
And we can focus on manifesting stuff.
Let's go.
And hold it. Seance. I don't think those things go together, but I don't know. I was starting to work up to something.
She said a seance. Light as a feather.
I'll bring the candles.
Yeah, energy candles. Get those crystals. Here we go.
Oh, God, Nina.
Anyway. He's always watching you.
Santa the ho 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 watcher.
She pointed at herself when she said that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.